Mason Nealon talking with the Xira EHK Spartans head coach in volleyball, Derek Reischauer. Derek, we appreciate you joining us here.
Oh, I appreciate you guys giving us time and getting us out there. I really appreciate you guys doing that.
So last year you guys had a lot of success. You won the conference last year and probably high expectations this year as well. Take us through kind of this summer and how practice or maybe some of the open gyms or some of the stuff you guys have done to prepare has gone for you.
Yeah, we were really, for the most part, pretty happy with last year. It was a good year for us. 15-6, our winning percentage was the best winning percentage we've had in the history of Xira Elkhorn Kimbleton Volleyball. So we got a regular season conference championship. We were just a couple points away from the conference tournament championship. And then we went to regionals, got to the second round, and went to a fifth set tiebreaker with Fremont Mills. They were, I don't know, rated 13th or something in the state. So it was a good jump up for us in our program, and we're wanting to continue climbing that ladder of success. So we're hoping, expecting for some more big things out of this year. We've got four main regulars from last year's rotation returning for us. We have a good core, four girls returning. We graduated a senior who was second team all conference for us in Maine Jorgensen, so we're going to miss her. And then we had one of our regular rotation girls transfer to Audubon. So we've got a good core four, and we've got, after those four, we don't have anybody that's played a varsity match yet in their high school careers. So we've got some question marks coming into the season that we'll get figured out. And like you say, we've been having some open gyms and some camps and things where we've been working on that. Open gyms in the spring didn't get the attendance that I was hoping for in those open gyms, so that was a little bit of a setback. And then we had a spring league over an a Panorama this year, where we were only able to get over there for 2 weeks. So a little bit short on some of the experience there. And then we went down to Central Team Camp here this last week. We got in 9 matches down there, got those new girls a lot of experience, and really pleased with how we did down there. Our main setter that is returning couldn't make it to that camp, so we only had 3 of our regulars returning, and we had to throw in one of our girls to be a setter for us who's never set before, and she did a nice job. We did the best we've ever done down there at that camp. We got, I think, 6 out of 25 teams down there, so that was good for us. Yesterday we had some practices, just kind of getting some things squared away on what we expect and guidelines and rules and things like that, and setting in some fundamental drills for us. So, yeah, we're really ready to get going. We got to figure out a couple of question marks. And some of those things are kind of falling into place, and we've got a lot more to figure out, but we'll get it figured out.
And you talk about those 4 returners coming back. Are those seniors and juniors kind of mixed in there, or is it kind of one class dominating the other in those?
No, it's kind of a mix. We've got one senior on the whole team, and that's Jalen Peterson. Everybody's pretty much aware of her. She's returning. She's a 2-time first-team all-conference for us. She was all-district last year. So we're really looking for her to be kind of, the mom of the team. She's the only senior on our entire squad. So she's going to have to step up as far as being a good leader and helping those younger girls start learning and understanding what it means to be a Spartan volleyball player. And then we've got 2 juniors returning for us, and Taryn Peterson and Brooklyn Flathers, who were both, key players for us last year as well. Taryn was first team all conference, and Brooklyn Flathers was honorable mention all conference. And then we got a sophomore returning for us in Zoe Rasmussen, who did a really nice job as a freshman last year and just kind of, understanding her role and playing that role well. And so she's really stepping up as far as kind of gaining more confidence and being not just kind of a role player, but kind of being one of those main players that we need to have success. So, and then after that, we've got a couple more sophomores in the mix trying to find fill in those question marks. And then we've got 3 incoming freshmen that are factoring into filling out those question marks for us as well. So it's a pretty big mix of girls. We're still pretty young. We seems like a theme. We've been pretty young for the last few years now, a couple of years. And, well, we're kind of young again. So, and we got question marks, but we'll get them figured out.
And you talk about that youth, but with the four girls that are returning there, do you think that it's going to take them kind of taking that next jump into a leadership role to be able to elevate some of those younger girls as well?
Yeah, I think they're going to, you know, going to have to step up a little bit, but they've done a good job of it in the past. You know, Taryn Peterson, even as a freshman, she was kind of a leader out there. And last year as a sophomore, she was a pretty good leader for us. And you know, I think they're going to do fine in that regard as far as being leaders and helping those freshmen and some of those sophomores who didn't get varsity playing time last year, you know, really helping them come along and help them understand, you know, just how hard you have to play and how dedicated you have to be for our team to be successful. We don't have a whole lot of players. We only have 11 girls right now on the squad, so we don't have a whole lot of players. So everybody's got to step up and contribute, whether it's at the practice level or game time level. You know, you got to be doing your best every day. So I think they'll do a good job of getting our girls, you know, understanding what it takes to compete at a high level.
And then for you guys this year, is there any big changes in maybe the way you guys are going to play, or is it just kind of the same kind of returning set there?
Well, that's one of our big question marks right now. You know, we've ran a 42 in the past couple of years because we did have two really good setters between Brooklyn Flathers and Riley Miller. Riley transferred to Audubon, so it's making us kind of evaluate what kind of system we really want to run and can run successfully. And honestly, we don't know what we're doing yet. And so these next 2 weeks are really important for us to figure out what system is going to put us in the best places to help us be successful. You know, we're looking at a 42. We're looking at a 51. And we don't know. We don't know what we're doing yet. We've got a lot of question marks. But we've got good girls, and they're all going to put in their best effort. So we'll get it figured out, and whatever we do end up doing, I think we'll be fine.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today, and we wish you the best luck with practices going into the regular season coming up here.
Okay, Mason. Thank you very much.